From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim leaders meeting Wednesday in Istanbul condemned President Donald Trump's December 6th declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and called on the global community to recognize East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Host Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, in the view of the participants, Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Palestine. He invited other countries to join the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in recognizing the city as the occupied capital of the state of Palestine. Jordan's King Abdullah was among those condemning the U.S. decision. In Jordan, people gathered at a church outside the capital city of Amman for a candlelight vigil to oppose the U.S. decision. An OIC communique regarded the U.S. move as a decision that forfeits the role of the U.S. as a broker in reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. It also referred to the decision as a crime and a violation of international law. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said President Trump's decision on how the U.S. views the city does not affect the city's ultimately final borders, which are dependent, she said, on negotiation between Israel and the Palestinians. 11 members of a militia group in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been sentenced to life in prison for the gang rapes of dozens of children and for murder. The fighters from the Army of Jesus group were accused of raping dozens of girls in the DRC's South Kivu province between 2013 and 2016. Human rights groups hailed the outcome but criticized the slow government response. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday hosted the leaders of the 4,000-strong so-called G5 Sahel force aimed to tackle the growing jihadist threat across Africa's Sahel region. Mr. Macron said the war against terror in the Sahel zone must be won. He said attacks there occur on a daily basis. States are threatened and pledged to intensify efforts in partnership with the African Union and individual nations. France has thousands of troops in the region after intervening in Mali in 2013 to beat back an insurgency in the country's north. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have also pledged more than $150 million in support. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government Wednesday suffered a setback in its divorce negotiations with the European Union after Parliament approved an amendment to hand lawmakers more say over a final Brexit deal with Brussels. Parliament is currently debating the EU withdrawal bill, which will repeal a 1972 law that binds Britain to the European Union and copies existing law into domestic law. The vote comes ahead of a meeting in Brussels Thursday and Friday on the second phase of so-called Brexit, future bilateral trade relations. Britain is supposed to officially leave the European Union in March of 2019. The White House Wednesday signaled no negotiations with North Korea are possible until it improves its behavior. The comment came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the two countries could sit down for talks without precondition. A White House official told Reuters the Trump administration is united in insisting any negotiations with Pyongyang must wait until the regime fundamentally improves its behavior over nuclear and missile testing. Russia and China welcomed Tillerson's remarks. U.N. Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman Tuesday said his talks with senior North Korean officials reached agreement on the need to prevent a war, but did not reach any understanding on just how that might be resolved. But he said the door for a diplomatic solution remains ajar. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday warned the Security Council that Iran may be defying a U.N. call to halt its ballistic missile development. He said the U.N. is investigating whether Tehran is transferring ballistic missiles to Houthi rebels fighting the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. Missiles have been launched toward Saudi Arabia in July and November. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is to hold a news conference Thursday to discuss the Iran nuclear deal and what she called Iran's destabilizing activities in the Middle East. And the U.S. Central Bank Wednesday raised a key interest rate slightly but left the level low enough to continue stimulating economic growth. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.